Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. I don't think this is going to record over anything. I think everything is already gone.
Is this our new opening now where you talk about recording over something?
No, I'm just saying I hopefully it doesn't record over anything, because I think everything is taken out of the history of the laptop.
Okay.
And, you know, there's just templates. My wife template. And that's, I think you got to keep the template. The guy from the new podcast network is supposed to come over here and set up, you know, help us make it easier and set up some stuff. But they haven't called me once, and he lives close to here. I really don't think
he hates you.
They care about.
It's not just your wife.
I don't think they care
it's
about.
A lot of people.
I don't care. I don't think they care about our podcast.
Wow.
And I will.
Does anyone?
Yeah, we have a lot
Do
of big
we?
Fans. Anthony Rogers does.
Do we care about our podcast?
Okay. How come there was no rebuttal from the, who was that guy that came after me that even had me on this Instagram that I talked from Ohio?
Ohio B or whatever.
Yeah, no rebuttal from that fucking hump. Mm. Yeah, yeah, because I set him straight.
Mm.
Go back to the last, if you had missed the last podcast, Ohio fuckface, go back and listen. So Monday night, we did, hold on. Go ahead, say something.
Hello. Rich is blowing his nose. That's why he had to take a break.
What? There's a garbage can over there. Monday night, we did the 9th, number 9, Patrice Benefit. Sold out, 2,000 people. Great lineup. And well, first I hosted every year. This year I walked down. I told him, I go, look, this is my 8th year hosting. You know, I'm 7 for 7, so I really don't give a fuck. And let me tell you, if this was my benefit, Patrice might have done it once, you know, on FaceTime or something.
He wouldn't even come to his own benefit. He wouldn't even be done with it already.
I know. Enough. 10 of them? 9 of them?
I had to do that.
No, that it was the 8th. It was
not
the
8th. I had to, but they're doing a documentary for Comedy Central on Patrice.
Yeah, I saw the guys at the stand that are filming it.
Oh, well, I went to the Stress Factory and filmed mine there the other day.
So did Keith. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wasn't seeing that.
I
wasn't trying to suggest I was the only one.
No, I'm saying, were you there when Keith got there?
No.
Well.
No, I was there early because I had a dentist appointment that I had to get to. So I had like,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So, you know, they're asking you questions about Patrice. I'm like, I don't even remember anything anymore. Like,
oh, it's 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's 9 years ago.
And then I started thinking, like, I don't even know if Patrice liked me.
Well, you're not likable by a lot of people.
I
think he liked you because you were clever. And even in our documentary, he goes, I see what you're trying to do. That clever, trying to be clever.
Did you say that? I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, trying to be clever. Doing that clever
thing. He loved doing our documentary.
I know. He goes, you want more?
Oh, I got to find the footage. I told those guys I would try to find it. Because we have like all this like extra footage of him that we didn't use.
Oh, it would just be.
Can you find it for me and then I'll get it to them?
Oh, look. The thing is right in here. Oh,
okay. Thank you. God, I forgot.
How will you get it to them? I'll tell them I'm coming into New York.
They said they would send me a hard drive to put it on the hard drive.
We'll just give them the fucking
raw
thing.
Files.
Yeah, let them do what they fucking want with it. We're not their editors.
Right. But I was going to the edit on Friday and whatever.
When?
I'm sure they think it's just on a hard drive, easy to like.
It probably is on a hard drive.
Yeah,
but
I don't know where it is anymore on the hard drives.
Anyway. They're not going to look through the whole hard drive of, you know, the whole. Although if you plug the hard drive in, it might come up Patrice. I'll plug it into this after.
Okay.
And see. Whatever. Anyhow, so we did the benefit.
And it went well.
It was good. I opened a little slow, and I think somebody yelled out, because they never yell out at their best audiences ever. I think somebody yelled out, "You stink."
But that's like and a fan.
I went, "Opie."
That's funny.
So it kind of threw me off because I wasn't.
Did Ant go?
No, Ant doesn't. No. Billy's not a fan of ants. I don't know who's not sure anymore.
It's all fractured. So
I don't
much.
Know. You know. Anyhow, so.
But who showed up?
Well, on the show.
Was Jessica Curson on the show?
No, she was on a couple of years ago.
Oh, who is the girl on the show?
Judy Gold.
Oh, Judy.
I screwed up her intro. I didn't remember the name of her podcast. And my intro was our next act has a podcast. Judy Gold. I just drew a blank. You know, everybody's intro was easy. Either a Netflix special, Comedy Central special.
Right.
Nothing else. You know, and I don't think anybody should even use intros. It should just be their names.
Right.
You know, it's not like whatever.
I like intros.
On certain things you have intros.
I like people say, "What do you want for your intro?" I say, "Make it sound good."
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to have to do all the work.
They know if you're on that show, you're a good comic. You know, so.
I've seen people not do great on there.
No one bombs on those shows.
Well, I wouldn't say bombs, but there was somebody last year who didn't do great.
Who, the guy from England?
Don't I want to say his name.
I don't know. I know his name. Well, he's different. They can't. They're not used to different. He kills everywhere, and he also told a personal story that, you know, DeRosa came on and told a personal story, and I trashed him after it. Dumb story, but it was a good story. So, on the show, Paul Verzi, Sam Morrell, everybody killed. Roy Wood Jr. Judy Gold, Ronnie Chang.
How'd he do?
Killed. And he went on towards the end after
he's funny,
Killers.
Yeah, I watched his special.
Who else? Oh, it's so hard to remember. There were so many people. If I forgot, I'm sorry. So then.
Anywho.
And then Louis C.K. came in and did it. When he walked.
I was trying to build it up like. Okay.
Well,
Louis C.K., the infamous masturbator.
Well,
is that how you introduced him?
No, I said.
Masturbator. That's how he should always be introduced now. Masturbator.
Everybody masturbates.
I know.
So don't act like he's the only one who masturbates.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I'm getting a fever. I think I have that Chinese thing. So, anyhow. I introduced him. I said,
coronavirus.
Oh, DeRosa went on. And I said, our next act, we have a special guest. He's an old time comic. He was on Star Search and Evening at the Improv. Then I go, Louis C.K. And the fucking, they stood up, they erupted like the Pope just walked out.
Wow. Mm hmm. Well, and that's his audience, you know? That's.
And they, you know, the thing with Louis, you can't,
That's the same as Skankfest. They were crazy.
But he's funny. He really is funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course.
He came out. He goes, how was your last, you know, whatever. Yeah. And he just has some, he's funny.
Well, you know what's interesting? And this is not my take. Somebody said this on Twitter, but they're like, talk about it. You know, he needs to talk about it. He needs to talk about this stuff. And then, you know, at the same time, they're like, you know, don't make jokes about it. You know, this is serious. You know, it's like, okay. I mean, he is kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Well, he fucking destroyed. Then I walked on after him. I go, I don't get it. You know, I got to be funny in between everybody. And, oh.
What? It's
this
a dog.
Fucking dog. Well, they sneaks up on you.
There's I'm something paranoid. Wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm freaked out in this house.
Oh, my God. We caught a mouse. And then Rita took the mouse and was...
Yeah, dead. Pushed it under my door. And
she had it on the trap, was holding the trap, and was shaking it after Rich. And he was losing
She pushed
mind.
It under my door.
He closed the door. He was standing on his bed. This is, keep in mind, is a dead... I've never seen anything like it in my life. In my life. Kids, children, old people. I've never seen anyone that scared
I'm original.
Dead. So she then shoved it under the door. And Rich was, I thought you were going to have a heart attack.
So did I.
About a dead mouse.
I don't like it.
Your daughter is like, hee-hee-hee. And you're like screaming bloody murder. I mean.
Yeah, because I don't like it.
Okay, but you cannot like it and be like, I wouldn't like it if she was chasing me with the mouse too. I'd be like, stop. But I don't know if I'd be like, I mean, you. It's I don't even know what to say about it. It was shocking to me. I've never seen him.
I might have overreacted.
At first I started saying, I've never seen a grown man act like that. Then I realized I've never seen a grown person act like that.
Well, it would either be a man or a lady.
A live mouse I could see getting a little creepy, you know, creeped out by, but.
Well, you grew up with mice. You don't care.
I didn't grow up.
You did. That was a part of your life, mice.
We, very poor.
Go ahead.
Abject poverty we grew up in.
It's hard
to... There was a lot of mice in our little shack.
It's hard for me to get used to sleeping in this house still. I have weird dreams and, you know. I had dreams that I wanted to have sex with you in a dream and you said, beat it or whatever, scram.
Beat it, yeah. Take care of yourself, basically.
No, you said... Then I had, and the dog, I was in the backyard.
Wow, I'm saying no to you in your dreams now.
I was in the backyard of a house.
You didn't make me do anything in those things.
I was in the backyard of a house with all these dogs, and our dog came running up to us and then ran back to you under a car. But you ran under the car too to get the dog. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, you know what that means? I know what your dreams mean. Were those dreams both in one night?
Yeah, why?
It means I say no to you, but I'm running after my dog like... I'm willing to put myself in jeopardy for my dog, but making love to you? Mm-mm.
Yeah, well.
I think that's, what does that mean?
That means.
My wife hates
you're a lesbian. Can I get back
I'm
to.
I'm a dog's being.
So anyhow, the.
No, you may not. You may not.
I'm going to finish up with the benefit.
Oh, you got more lists to do? There's not one interesting thing.
Yeah, I did.
Say.
I said.
Okay, go ahead. Because I asked you about it and you had nothing about it.
I talked.
You go, Louis C.K. went on. Oh, how was that? Good.
He killed. I said they stood like the Pope came out. What else can I say? I said he was funny.
Don't know.
I said he
maybe
had good
maybe there
stuff.
Was somebody that was not happy that he was.
How
there.
Do I know? There's 2,000 fucking people. I didn't walk around and do a fucking.
There were some women backstage, I'm sure.
Judy hugged him.
Don't you dare say that on mic.
Judy hugged him.
If there's a picture of that, Judy's done.
Why, was she against him?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea. It's so hard to know.
And Billy was having a fucking, he's like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Like, he didn't know, you know, and
that
you know, how the
CK
audience
was
going
to.
No, he knew that. He didn't know how the audience would react.
Oh, what are you talking about? Every audience that I've seen Louis, except for at the Cellar one time, but Even then, most of them were really happy to see him.
He's a good comic. You know, if listen, I never really spoken this, but if somebody, if a plumber does something wrong, you can say he can never be a plumber again. Look, he paid his
predator, then yeah, no, you can't come into your house, I don't think.
Well, whatever. You know, okay.
But
somebody who works out. What I'm saying is Michael Vick came back to football after
there's a comedian who lied about surviving in one of the towers.
9/11.
And he's like kind of celebrated.
I mean,
to me, that is one of the worst things that
they
you could
kept
ever
his
do.
Special on comedy. After he got caught and they came out, they aired his special the next night.
Yeah, it is weird. Listen, I do not in any way condone the things that Louis C.K. did. However,
but he paid his price.
Well, I don't know if he did, but that's not for me to judge. I'm not sitting here. But I will say that.
You should have an opinion on whether he paid his price or not. I think he lost all his TV shows, all his movie he worked so hard on that he financed was never released.
Well, he would have lost his career after that movie anyway.
With John Malkovich.
You didn't even
see the movie.
I did.
That's illegal. It's not released. If you saw it, then you saw it illegally.
Oh, well, I guess I did. I guess I'm as bad as Louis himself.
No, he paid his price. Okay, he lost all of his TV
the reason
shows.
They won't let it go with him is because he won't apologize to the degree that they want him to apologize.
Well, that's them. Who is them?
Them
the world.
Is the people that don't think that he's learned anything or that, you know, he knows what he did wrong. That's the whole argument, honestly.
Well, you know what? You know what? These social justice warriors, they're never happy.
I hate that term because that's just, now going fringy. It's not just the fringe. There's a lot of people right in the middle who believe that Louis C.K. is a bad guy and shouldn't be allowed to do
that. I don't think he's a bad, he paid his, people go to jail for murder, get out. People do atrocious things. Their fucking price and get out, and they move on with their lives. No one's going after Michael Vick or, you know, whoever.
I read an article from what's her name, Maria Bamford, this morning.
Yeah,
that was saying she regrets having worked with Louis C.K. This is the thing, though.
She regrets working with him.
Yes, because she, you know, she did his TV show, but the thing is, she had to have heard the rumors that I heard. Like, we all knew that
I've never heard them, but I guess I'm out of the loop when it comes to that shit. I guess girls knew it more than guys.
Well, I knew two of the girls that it happened to before it came out. There was an article about it in 2001.
Well,
you know, but anyway.
So he's not supposed to do comedy ever again. That makes no sense.
It's not up to me. I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's not up to anybody. It's up to him. Do I want to do comedy?
Do people want to go see him? The people who are saying that protest him or, you know, talk about it online, they fuel politically the other side because he's at this point being used as a sort of like this free speech thing.
Well, he should. He has free speech. He's a comic. It's the last place on earth.
I'm saying the more that one side pushes, the other side pushes back. And it's like, If the people who don't think Louis C.K., the people who protest his shows, they fuel the other side to come out to the shows. Like, let him sink or swim on his own, I guess.
And, you know, I mean, fucking Mel Gibson is making movies again. Everybody, you know.
Well, he just hated Jews.
And blacks, I think.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And I mean, Steve Howe was a baseball player. He got caught 7 times with coke or doing coke. He kept getting another chance. You know, the only people that don't get another chance are Louis C.K. and Pete Rose. You know, the Astros got caught for fucking cheating during a World Series. They don't do anything. But yet Pete Rose can't get in the Hall of Fame. You know, once they get their mindset on something, they're not like, no matter what, in my opinion, Louis does, it won't be enough. It won't be.
Well,
they'll find something wrong.
Is that instead of just like, when his time is up, then he'll become celebrated again. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, should he be celebrated? I don't think so, but it will. There will come a time where he'll get a Netflix special and a TV show, and he'll like, oh, we'll agree he's paid his price, and here he is.
Well, if he came out and completely apologized and did what they wanted, whoever these people are, then they would find something wrong with his material. Then they would go after his new stuff. They would listen once, you know.
Well, his golden years are over, you're saying.
Whatever. Just move on. Find the next fucking victim.
That's what they do.
Because they sit online and they try to destroy careers. People try. I agree that they do,
but
they're not happy. You know, there's one blogger. They'll go after anybody. The guy went after the seller. They go after. Just, you know what? You know what they are? They're basically online snitches. They're the kind of people.
Also, it's the people online that are keep fueling it, because, you know, when you read about anything about the victims of Louis C.K., they're really mad about the trolls that come after them. Anytime they said anything, the trolls come after them. Like, you fucked Louis C.K.'s life, you know, you should, you know, all the rape stuff, and you should.
Well, he never raped.
Die. No, they're saying these. Yeah. The thing is with women, they say you should be raped. That's like. Or I'm going to come rape you.
Yeah, but those people come after everybody.
Okay, but listen, if they're it's trolls. In the hundreds, it starts to get a little tiresome.
What?
And so it's almost like it's not even Louis anymore that's the problem for them. It's the people who support Louis, the trolls. So well, it's like.
Well, also the writer.
The real true.
The writer should have never brought out names. The fucking hack writer that went after Louis should have kept their names fucking silent, and then they would have never had a problem. Once the fucking writers and all these bloggers and all these fucking snitches say, well, these two girls or three or whatever, and use their names, you know, you're not supposed to bring up the victims' names. And that's the problem with the fucking writers. Unless the girls, I don't know the whole story, unless the girls came out themselves.
Sure they pushed for the girls to use their own names because.
But what would be the reason why?
Because that's a more legitimate article.
There's legitimate articles without names. I don't know. I'm not an investigator. I'm not a snitch. Whatever. You know, they'll find anything on anybody.
Wait a second. Let me. Well, how do I let this go? You're not an investigator.
Yeah, I don't.
And
I don't.
You're not a snitch.
I don't get involved. These stories, I don't go deep into them. I just, you know, I'm not going to let my life be consumed.
I mean, you'll pontificate without doing any research.
No, I know. I know those some incidents. I know he was punished. I know he took time off. I know he's trying to work again. You're not going to sit home and just fucking.
No, they want him to. They want him to apologize. It's just like if there's almost nothing. Please don't ever let this podcast get out. There's almost nothing more female than like it's like a wife that wants.
That's all you do is walk around and go say you're sorry.
Yeah,
say you're sorry.
No, it's a very female trait to like want to hear the apology in the way that you want to hear it, so that I know you know what you did, and that's what they want him to do. They want him to apologize in a way where we feel, okay, he knows what he did.
So
they feel everyone, it's like.
Whatever. It just.
Not they, his victims, by the way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they, the larger, like of the people that don't think
people,
he should come back.
People would still go see Bill Cosby now. They
oh,
did.
Yeah, of course. People have no, like.
But I'm not. So, and he didn't really
Bill
pay
Cosby
his price.
Was doing
no.
shows right up until he went to prison.
But he didn't. He never paid a price. Now he's paying the price.
Who?
Bill Cosby. He's
in
jail.
I mean, Bill Cosby's a bad, bad person.
Yeah.
He truly shouldn't get out. I mean, he, you know, the thing that he did wrong? He lived too long. If he had died 10 years ago, this would have just been buried.
So would he.
Never known.
Well, in my opinion.
He would have died a legend and a hero. And then years later, somebody would have made a documentary and it would have been like, you know, oh, come on. You know, it would have been the same as like the Michael Jackson stuff where it's like, don't denigrate a dead man.
Well,
luckily we got him before he died.
All I know is Louis did guest spot. He killed. He was pleasant backstage. He was talking to everybody.
Well, what's he going to do? Whip it out and start masturbating?
He was whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm not close friends with him. Hello, goodbye. You know, just like certain comics. You know, I see Seinfeld. Hello, goodbye. Hey, Voss. Hey, Jerry. You know, or whatever. We never called each other, but we're, you know, always polite to each other. You know, it's just how it is. But then again, I'm Rich Voss, so everybody knows me, and they're all nice to me, too. You know what I mean? You know, I'm friends with most of them. You know, I see Chappelle, we talk, hug. You know, but that's me.
If we ever married, what kind of person would you be, do you think?
Rich and famous.
You think so?
I don't know.
Do you blame me for not being famous?
No, I think we did a good job together. We did pilots. We're creative together. You're a great creator.
You would have been better off without me?
No.
Yeah, it's something I think you think that.
No, I would have got a lot of pussy. What?
I mean, it's your second most favorite thing, right behind dick.
Whoa, she's chewing after that punchline.
Chewing?
You're chewing on something after your fingernail.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Ari Shaffir's agency dropped him.
No.
His booking agency or talent, whatever.
Why? Because of that post?
He made a fucking video going ha ha to Kobe.
So
I mean,
what? I don't even get it. I don't get why that's bad.
Because a kid died.
I know, but he didn't bring up the kids.
Listen, Ari, if you sit and talk to Ari, he's really a nice guy. He loves comedy.
He works in the space of bad taste. That's his whole thing.
Yes,
poor taste comedian, let's say.
But if you talk with him or talk comedy, he loves comedy. He knows good comedy. He's really not a bad guy if you just sit and talk with him. You know what I mean? You could feel right. You go, this is, hey, he's just a good guy. But when something happens, he has no filter. He has no filter.
Well, did you read the thing he put on his Instagram yesterday?
Yeah, that he's, you know, hey, look, I'm just trying to be basically go over the line when someone dies and whatever.
Yeah.
I've
never understood the thing of like people, like, yes, like if people were mean about Bourdain when he died, I would have felt bad. But there's no like part of me that's like, he needs to pay. It's just like these are famous people. They already had such privileged lives famous. Do you understand? It's punching up. Even if the person's dead, punching up.
But some famous people are so...
care so much about rich and famous people when there's all kinds of kids dying at the border? Like, if he'd made jokes about that, I would have been like, hey, Ari, that's shitty. That's really shitty. He didn't know he was making jokes about kids dying. At that point, I don't think he actually knew that there was other people in that accident.
Yeah, well, there were 7 people, I think, or not. I don't know how many. I don't do research.
Like, if you waited 7 days, it would have been fine.
I don't know. I just, here's the thing, too. He doesn't have kids. So when you have kids, you look at things from a different angle.
I agree.
And when a kid dies, you look at it and you go, oh, man, that's horrible. Right. I have kids.
Right.
So he doesn't have kids.
Right.
So he doesn't know that emotion or know that, you know, that feeling.
Right.
So when
I don't think he was trying to be mean about kids. I think he just was trying to be mean about a famous person to be edgy and uncomfortable. And
no, that's what he was. He even wrote that.
He got fucking dumped by his agent.
I don't know if it's a booking agent or a whatever agent. I read. Whatever. I mean,
He's
always done weird, crazy shit, you know. He used to go in pickup trucks to where Mexicans were standing trying to get work and, you know, wear an immigration hat or something. They'd all scatter. He's gone. I mean, look.
I had an immigration hat that I would wear, and I'd always forget I was wearing it, and people would be nice to me, and then I'd remember, oh, I'm wearing my
Also, too, I mean, during when we did Would You Bang Them? Whatever, you know.
Oh.
You know, he's
outrageous.
Yeah.
I know. And the thing is, but when you're outrageous, there is pushback and you have to be like, well, it's like people are, they have bad behavior and then they want everyone to reward them for the bad behavior. It's like, well, if you're going to have bad, you'll get a lot of attention. Yes, yeah. There are consequences. So you will get pushback. I still can't believe that his agents dropped him, but.
Agents will drop you for anything nowadays. That's
why that might have been just an excuse to get rid of him that they want to do for a while.
He does well. He sells tickets. He sells theaters. Mm-hmm. You know, he makes money. He does well. He has a big fan base. He has a big podcast.
Right.
You know, there's a fine line in life. I don't know. I mean, I say things on stage. If they went back into my history from radio or podcast or whatever, we're all done. They can find anything and pick it apart and go, oh, he said this or said that. You know, I want to go after China right now because every fucking disease that's, you know, some kind of killer disease, it's not every, but so many start in that country. Yes, there's billions of people, but what the fuck? You know, I just read online that like 12 tons of, and that could have been fake news. I don't think so. I don't know.
Where was it from? Just look at the source.
If it's CNN,
it's fake news. No.
It said like 12 tons of penises were being sent to China, animal penises, for some kind of erectile dysfunctional pill they use over there. So it might have been fake.
First of all, anything that...
But that could be fake news, but...
It just is like that they...
Let me see if I can find it on my phone.
Rhinos.
Tusks.
Yeah, all that
horns.
Stuff. Horns. Go fuck yourself.
It's well, like, poachers.
It's you know, awful. You know what they do?
They're gross.
They shave down they cut off the tusks so that the poachers don't have any reason to kill the rhinos. It's very sad.
How do you spell penis? P-E-N. What do you call it? I was arguing with this hunter the other day. You know, they put out fucking food to lure the deer, and they just sit up in a fucking thing and shoot them. That's not hunting. That's fucking whatever. And I'm going, you're hunting? You're just setting them up, feeding and shooting them. You're
that's
fucking.
That's hunting is.
That's ambush. It's ambush. It's not hunting. Yeah, it's just fucking
that's
ambush.
That's how you hunt.
Then it's not hunting.
Sitting in blind.
They should call it ambushing, not hunting.
Okay.
Okay. That might be a fake story. I can't find it. What would I.
I don't know.
Animal.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I got it. I read it last night.
Move on.
Penis. Caught at border. Oh, going to China. Anyhow, there's always some fucking this new disease. You know. Whatever.
We're all going to die in 30 years. So.
Huh? Penis restaurant. Maybe it was a fake story.
It's too hot to inhabit soon, so.
What else?
Well, Richard's gone. Pescatarian.
Oh, big deal. I haven't eaten meat in a week. I had by accident a couple times I had dairy a little bit. I'm trying to cut dairy.
But now you bought $30 worth of salmon yesterday.
I didn't realize how big it was. It was fucking big when I got it home and took it out. Enough to feed six. When you go to Costco, they don't sell little servings. I saw salmon. I picked it up, just threw it in the cart, got it home. I go, holy fuck, it was $30, which I didn't even look at the price. And it was gigantic. I couldn't even cook the whole thing at once. And I cooked it, ate a big portion, and I still have three portions to make sandwiches and half of it frozen. Listen, if you're going to buy food at Costco, you better make sure you got seven other people to feed. And that was my mistake.
Well, this is scintillating information. Wow.
You know what? Who fucking brought it up?
I know. I brought up that you're almost a vegan.
No, not almost. I like fish. Well, I ate a lot of sushi this weekend because it was free at Helium. They get it for me. But I didn't have, I had everything that was, I had either spider rolls, which I had like one or two a night that are cooked. And I had eel that's cooked and California roll. I didn't eat, and I liked the tuna, raw tuna and the raw salmon, but I didn't get that because if you're going to get sick or get worms, it's from the raw fish, not the cooked. You know that, right?
I listened, I saw one video one time and I've never gone back to sushi.
Why? What was the video?
I don't want to talk. It's so disgusting.
Come on.
It's a
wait, let me get naked. Go ahead.
It was a worm in somebody's stomach.
Oh. Wait, it was in there. They pulled it out?
Yes. Oh, God.
Who are they pulling it out of?
Their mouth.
How big was it?
Stop it. I'm going to throw up. It's honestly, it's, please don't. It's horrible.
That was probably fake.
I used to love sushi.
That was probably fake.
It doesn't matter. It did the trick.
It grew in their stomach?
Stop it. I don't know.
Well, it didn't go in that big.
I don't I remember clicking on some link and then seeing this. And then I had sushi. I had sushi. I had bought a sushi bowl and I was about to eat it. Clicked on that. And then I never ate it. And never.
Well, why would you look at that before you're going to eat fucking sushi?
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, let's see if it's online. Sushi worm. Sushi.
Why? Because it's too. My stomach already hurt.
In stomach. Sushi worms in stomach.
Excuse me.
Oh, so, you know what? I'm not going to even look at this.
No.
I'm not
never
gonna
eat it again.
Well, I don't. I only eat the cooked stuff now.
Excuse me.
I'm not eating raw. I had raw sushi a couple weeks ago. I got it.
How do you know they're cooking it enough?
That wasn't cooked. I had the tuna chopped up in pieces. It was good. I got it at that big supermarket, Wegmans. Wegmans is the supermarket of supermarkets. Anything you want is at Wegmans. Anything. In the food category. If you need something and you go, I don't know if my supermarket
has it. Wrap it up or what? Like, are you done? Are you
no,
out?
I'm saying if you don't think your supermarket.
You have anything interesting to say?
If you don't, yes. If you don't think your supermarket doesn't have the product you want, go to Wegmans. They'll have it. And this isn't even a paid advertisement. I'm just saying Wegmans doesn't have macadamia nuts though.
Mm-mm.
In the nut section, they don't have a good nut section. Whole Foods does. Woo! You ever see the nuts in Whole Foods? Unbelievable. Two rows, nuts. So if you want to get nuts and you want all kinds of nuts, Whole Foods. But if you want anything else, Wegmans.
This weekend?
No, we're
Friday and Saturday, I am at Westside Comedy Club. They're doing a headline series. I'm the first.
It's a good club.
To kick it off.
I like that club.
Yeah. I don't know. Karen's opening for me. No, Karen's hosting. I don't know. One of them, Karen or Ken is hosting, and then the other one is the middle act. Karen Feehan, Ken Krantz, Bonnie McFarlane. What a team.
I think you're sleeping with both of them.
What do you mean? Oh, sleeping with? I thought you said slipping.
Sleeping with both of them. I think you like Ken because he's so weird. You're gone.
He can't listen. You know what Ken does? Ken thinks I'm funny and he tells me I'm funny. And when I tell him ideas that I have for stuff, he always goes, that's great. That's genius, you know, or whatever. And sometimes he'll have an idea that's good also.
Yeah.
Or very, very smart idea. And you, when I tell you stuff,
talk up. How come your speaker isn't?
I don't know.
Go.
Hello.
Okay, there.
Because when I talk to you or I say a joke to you, you just go,
Yeah.
There's no compliments anymore.
First of all, I say that's funny. And second of all, Ken hasn't heard 15 years of what do you think of
so
this?
So what? It doesn't matter. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Want to have sex after this?
No.
Come on.
My stomach hurts so bad right now. I just took vitamins before and I shouldn't have done it.
You got to have food when you take vitamins.
I did just eat. I don't know why. It didn't.
All right. Yeah, we could wrap this one up. Anything else we want to talk about?
Well, I'm going to LA next week. I'm worried that you can't handle it. And then I'm worried about my dog because then I come back for literally less than 12 hours and then Raina and I go on that Impractical Jokers cruise.
Oh, boy.
Then when I come back from there, then I go right to the Borgata for 5 days.
You're going to come home every night?
I think so.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm going to go down one or two nights. Hit the crap table, baby.
What are you going to do with Raina?
We'll get a babysitter.
Okay.
Or I'll bring her. You have a room there.
She has school.
Whatever. She can go tired when or sleep in the car on the way back.
Oh, my God. You're like, anything you want to do takes complete precedent over Raina.
I want to go and support you.
I don't need any support. I'm good.
I need to go. I want to talk. Oh, anyhow, listen, this weekend, Uncle Vinny's Creeps with Kids tour back on the books. We got dates coming up February, I think, 7th and 8th at Ridgefield Playhouse, whatever that Friday and Saturday is, February 7th, 8th, whatever. I think it's, I'll look at my phone right now and I'll tell you guys, February at the 7th and 8th. Ridgefield Playhouse in Connecticut, Creeps with Kids tour, the biggest tour since the Rolling Stones. Bonnie, anything else you'd like to say goodbye? Or
West Side Comedy Club this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
All right.
It's Upper West Side.
Have a good day, and I got work to do around here.
78th and Broadway, something like that?
Yeah, whatever. Amsterdam.
75th and Broadway.
Maybe. Amsterdam.
75th and Amsterdam. Somewhere in that neighborhood. You'll find it. West Side Comedy Club.
It's a good club. Good food, too. Goodbye.
Is that Judy Gold wrote an article sort of saying, you know, I'm 100% against censorship, but this is hate speech or whatever, against Shane Gillis. Then they started digging up stuff on Judy Gold. Who they is, I don't know. It's, I guess, Shane Gillis fans. And it was from our radio show. And we listened to it the other day. It was so fucking funny. I mean,
I
don't want to say what it is because I don't want her to get in any more trouble, but
it ends careers, what she was doing.
Yes. And then
it was funny as hell.
And then somebody else, Titus. You remember Titus, the
Chris
comedian?
Titus.
Chris Titus.
Yeah.
He came to her defense because people were saying, like, you know, mad at her for you know, going against Shane Gillis, I guess. And he came to her defense, and then they brought up all kinds of shit from him that he tweeted very seemingly racist shit about Chinese people. And it's kind of like good in a way. It's like good to show we all have this. Nobody's above reproach. Not one fucking person that's been in front of a microphone in the last
15 years.
Even the last 5 years. You know, we've all said shit. You could find something even the most careful person has said some shit or laughed at some shit.
Well, I just wrote to this guy. He wants me to do his documentary. There's no reason to say his name yet. And I gave him my number yesterday. You know, he was going through Twitter to talk to me. And I gave my number yesterday. Then he wrote to me today. And I wrote, how did you get my number? Right? Yeah. He goes, you gave it to me in a senior moment. Then I wrote, who's this? Right? He writes, haha, you're going to be very hurtful during the trashing. And I'm excited during his documentary. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, I'm a different person now. Ever since Shane, I've changed my ways, cunt face. So being funny, if someone just dragged that out, he's calling somebody cunt face.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't?
I think you say cunt face to people. I think
the cunt face people.
If you said it to a woman, it might be different. But if you said it to a man, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying
anything. But yes,
they'll find a way.
Look, yes.
If they want to destroy you.
My God. There's all you have to do is look at my fucking Comedy Central special. There's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. Yeah. My HBO special, there's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. It's like, but the thing is like, you know, because people don't realize, the people that are like on this campaign to fucking get people fired or make people pay for their past indiscretions, it's like, I get it on the one hand. It's like, yeah, you're sick and tired of people being racist for comedy's sake. Like, I get that. I remember being in clubs when people were just making gay jokes all the time. It was like constant. That was what comedy was for like 5 years, just wall-to-wall gay jokes. It's like, okay, once we stopped kind of doing that, it was like, it's refreshing. It's like, let's move on to something else. However, it's also really crazy to put the brakes on what people say in such a way that makes it seem like their lives can be ruined for it, because you don't know what's coming. Like, you don't know. Like, I do think like plastic is going to be illegal soon. And at some point we're going to look back at people, pictures of them with a plastic water bottle, and people are going to be like, look at these fucking pieces of shit ruining our planet. You don't know.
Look at Trudeau. He's done.
Well, the thing is that the blackface, how could you not know?
But
the brown face, I get it. You're doing a costume. I don't think at some point, like, people were still just like, it was fine to do Halloween costumes. But blackface is a whole different thing. That's like got a history. And but don't people know? Like, how could people not know?
I heard a newscaster going after him, and it is kind of stupid what she said. He goes, as early as 2001, as early as 18 years ago. I mean, that's not really early.
What do you mean?
She was going, and he did this as early as 2001.
18 years ago. Well, he was 39. You know, or 29.
I don't think.
Sorry. When he did that. Thing. It's not like he was a kid.
I don't think by any stretch he's racist or any of that stuff. And I don't think. When he was doing an Arab person, not a...
Right.
I don't think he was doing this, going, oh, this is vicious or this is mean. He just wasn't aware. Some people, 18 years ago...
The blackface, I don't see how you could not be aware.
In Canada...
I knew.
No, in Canada... Oh, yeah, how about when you were in fourth grade?
That I dressed up in a Halloween costume as a Chinese person who worked in the rice paddies.
In fourth grade? Can you think
fourth
if they
grade.
Went in?
And I had the hat and the little, you know, the Nehru collar jacket and stuff. And I had pointy shoes.
You had
on.
Fake teeth?
Big
teeth?
I don't remember. I think I might have had fake teeth and the braids. Not one person was like, this is a little inappropriate. It was like a Halloween costume. And I think people thought like, oh, look, she researched. It was like educational almost. You know, when I told my mama I wanted to do it, she was like, great, go look in some encyclopedias and let's see what we need to do.
Can you imagine if they try to take you down for a costume in fourth grade? Look at her.
I mean, I think Halloween costumes should be kind of like.
You should make them yourself anyhow.
I remember, I'm sure I told this story, but.
Probably.
I was at this was 2001 or 2002. I'm not sure. People that dressed up as the Twin Towers with the plane going in. Two people both dressed up as a tower and held hands walking down the street. I think flames were coming out of it. And people were, because in LA, you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in your costume and people were just, it was like, there was like, you know, it was like cheering and happy. And then they would come and people would just completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, like giving them the birth of just letting them just like, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like,
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, well, we spent all this time making them.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, people make mistakes. You know, like you know, they're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking, and somebody came up with the idea, and they were like, "That is hilarious. That's so great." And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like, "Uh oh." You know what I mean? Like
the plane bailed out.
Yeah.
The plane said, "I can't do this,
guys. I'm going home." I was with Ian Bagg. We were both like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston. Creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too, at the Funny Farm. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.